Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you for your equipping, Lord. I just step right through right now through your archway of trust and lay down performance or anything else that might get in the way of me just communicating your heart to your people this morning, Lord. So we acknowledge, Lord, your great presence with us this morning, and we just invite you, Lord, to come and speak. Lord, just use something from what I'm going to pour out. Just use something to speak to each heart, to provoke them, Lord, to move towards you and to move towards your people, Lord, in the world, and move towards the ministry, Lord, that you have for each one of us. And I thank you, Lord, that you will do it, because that's your great desire, Lord, is for us to grow from faith to faith, from strength to strength, from glory to glory. So each one of us, we're one body with one Lord. That's true of us here in this room. It's also true of the worldwide ecclesia, the called out ones, the believers in Jesus Christ. And each one of us has a part. No one has the whole story. But we all have something to bring to the table. And that's all that I'm doing today, is like I feel like the Lord's put some things on my table, and I'm bringing that, or given some things to me, and I'm bringing them to the table to serve them up for you. And I know that there's something in here that will provoke you towards him and towards life. All right. Stacy actually asked me to speak this morning and share, I want to say, a couple of visions, but one of them was a vision. The other one, which I may not get to, we'll see how the time goes. You can start like waving at me if I go too long. But one of them was just, well, he just spoke to me supernaturally out of his word, and he's now, you know, just beginning to connect the dots for me in his word. So I'm going to start out by sharing a dream that I had back in 2018. So it was, actually it was in the fall, and so it was not long before this whole fiasco virus thing started. So, you know, it provoked me to pray back then, but I kind of like put it in on the back burner, and lately it's just like God's just bringing it to the surface again, and I just feel like it's time to share this dream. So, in the dream, it's not a great big long dream, so in the dream, I was in a house on top of a cliff, which looked, there was windows on the side, and then there was a cliff that dropped down a long way. It was like a great big canyon, really, and there was a river down there in the canyon. So I'm looking out through this big window onto a river that was going through the canyon. So it was actually a river house, you know, as I reflect on it. And the first thing I saw was I saw a couple of men rappelling on the cliff just below, you know, the windows. And they were, you know, they had ropes, and they were like climbing on the edge of the cliff. And there was, I noticed that there was holes and cracks in the cliff, which was the foundation for the house. And they were trying to fix it. They were putting what looked like clods of asphalt into the holes, trying to like jam them up and fix the, you know, the huge cliff. So they were trying to fix it, but it wasn't holding up very well. And then I was outside all of a sudden. And I looked over to my right, and I saw this, And in my dream, it was like, it was called heavy equipment. I saw this heavy equipment. It was larger than life. It was a vehicle. It was like the big guns, let's say that. It was a vehicle. It was bigger than this church here. It was huge. It was as wide as the canyon. It was massive. And it was coming down the river. So I looked across and I saw that it just starting to come. And I was outside and there was a pastor, a friend of mine, standing next to me. And I said, "What's going on? What's happening?" And he turned to me and he said, "It's the river. It's full of sewage." Ugh. It was like there was so much pollution in the river. And then I watched this massive vehicle, and there's no way to describe how big it was, really. It drove down the river like this, and I don't know where it was gone to, but then it came back up the river, different direction, You were talking about that earlier on, but it came both directions, down the river and then back up the river. And then I'm back in the building. I'm back in the river house. And when I look down out of the window, I see this sight that floors me. It's stunning, a stunning sight. The water in the river was transparent. It was like crystal. And you could see through it, and you could see underneath it a massive red rock formation below the surface. So the water was clear, but you could just see these red rocks underneath. You could see the foundation under the river. And then I was outside the house, and I was down by this water, and there were children that we were taking care of, like as River House, we were leading children by the hand, and taking them down, taking them to the river, kind of thing, We were taking care of them. I was focused, I was confident, and I was relaxed. And I saw myself leading the children down by the river, and we sat down and we put our feet into the beautiful, shining, living water. And of course, I wanted to go in, So I stood up and my feet were alive. I mean, there was life in this river. There was purity in this river. It was something like I've never seen, just the clarity. The purity, the transparency of this water, and it was full of life. And the river of God is teeming with life. And wherever the river goes, it brings life. And we're supposed to be, we are that river, and we bring life wherever we go. But the problem is, I think, that along the way we've been polluted. But, so I'm standing up in the river, and my feet are, firmly planted on this red rock, a firm foundation. And so, lately, it was when Dan Bohai was here, and I was sitting there, and he was talking about the Holy Spirit, and this is a guy who had an incredible accident where a truck went through into his vehicle and pushed him almost out the other side, I think, and tore important parts out of his body, and He was in a bad state in the hospital, but he talked about how the Lord, he wasn't asking for it or anything, but the Lord just supernaturally encountered him and baptized him in Holy Spirit, and he's never been the same. And it was an instant experience that he had. He's never been the same since. He reads the Bible every 3 weeks. He's like the walking word. You know, he just had to sit here and people got healed because the presence of God was so much on him, you know, and that really provoked me. Yes, so the revelation that I had when he was here was that the heavy equipment is the Holy Spirit. I mean, I can't describe how big. I cannot describe how powerful. And so I started thinking, because when I had the dream, I thought, well, heavy equipment, that's, you know, that's not God. That's not, you know, it sounds a little bit impersonal, you know, just this heavy equipment going up and down the river. But I started to meditate on the words a little bit, and this is what I came up with. So if the heavy equipment is the Holy Spirit, then I thought about the word heavy. And you know what came to me was the glory of God, the kabod, you know, the heavy, weighty glory of God that is, he wants to be resting on his people and rests on us once in a while, but it's, the glory is going to be resting on us continually, just that heavy weight. So weighty, but in a good way, right? His yoke is easy and his burden is light. And so the heavy equipment. So it's like, oh, okay. You're doing this right now, and you want to do a deep work in the church. You know, you're coming quickly to equip the church with holiness, with purity, and with empowerment. So there you have it, the heavy equipment. Thank you, Jesus. And guess what? What the enemy meant for evil, God is going to use for good. And what he meant for evil in polluting the river that we live in, or that we're supposed to be living in, God's turning it around. Ha-ha. So, and I also thought about, you know, the Red River. Well, the other week when I was talking about revival, you know, the revival in America that started the first Great Awakening was the Red River Revival in Kentucky. And it started as it was a camp meeting, and they met in the Red River House, the Red River Meeting House in Kentucky. And, you know, and so we've talked about, you know, tapping into the history and bringing it forward and living it now, because it's this whole thing with God is it's that crimson cord that moves forward through time from generation to generation. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, just make sure I didn't miss anything here, but so this vision, you know, when I reflected on it, it was like, it was the River House. So that's us individually. It's us corporately. And it's the church. The foundations are faulty, but God came in with the big equipment, with the big guns. He's coming in with the big guns to sort it out. And we don't have to figure it out. It's a work of God, like Stacy was saying. It's what you don't have to get your life all figured out first and then come. You come. He's the big guns. He can do it. He knows what you need, and he knows exactly how to get you. So the other thing I noticed was that from the inside of the house, I couldn't see that the river was polluted. And I think a lot of us in churches right now, we don't think that where our river is polluted. But that verse came to me, the 1 John 1:9, that says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And I know that, like, the last couple of years, I don't know about you, but if you're hearing Holy Spirit at all, you've been doing some repenting, you know, right? But the second part of that verse is, okay, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And the way I heard one pastor, you know, describing this is a part, you know, because we know that when we confess our sins, he forgives our sins. But the church has become so polluted, you know, with this, the waters are muddy and sludgy and other things. There's just nasty things in the water, and it's become so polluted. But this is what I think the vision was about. It's about cleansing the church from the pollution that has come from sin and from living in this world. Our lives have been polluted. You know, who's been your major influence in your life? Probably for most of us, it's the TV and the media who tell us what to wear and where to go and what to look like, you know, and what's happening, you know. And part of this cleansing, I believe, is to separate ourselves, to be holy as he is holy, to come out from among them, to turn, to return to the Lord, like it says in the book of Joel. Yeah. Yeah, because no man can clean up the pollution, you know, from just worldliness. You know, we look around the world right now, and we see, and we can see this in ourselves, some of it, you know, greed, self-centeredness, waste, hatred, love of money, which is the root of all evil, corruption, misuse of power, lying, division in families, division between the races, division in politics, you know, murder. You know, you may not be guilty, you know, of murder or abortion. I include that in with it. You may not be guilty, but, you know, have you actually been the light in that area? You know, have you actually spoken out in the opposite spirit? You know, because when we don't say anything and we don't do anything, we're not being the light of the world, and we're not, I don't know, we're not being what we're called to be. And there's a way that our horrible stories, you know, and all of our mistakes, that he can turn it around and he can use us to reflect, to talk about our his story in our lives, you know, that will meet somebody else who's having a tough story and tell them, you know, how you were rescued. And we're supposed to be rescuers, like Stacy said last week. But how can we rescue somebody if we're, you know, under the influence of all this corruption and, you know, if we're polluted? You know, we are called to be holy as he is holy. And it's a beautiful thing. That river is where I want to live. That's where I want to function from. I don't, this is, it just, it's not a peaceful place to be when you're just taking in the world all of the time. So, yeah, so we want to say no to tolerating, because I think we've tolerated the polluted river. I think we need to say no, and we need to be intolerant of that polluted river. And we need to, part of it is we need to see how it really is, and that's part of what's been going on in the last few months. And we need to go against the flow. You know, and we've aligned ourselves with the world when we, you know, we say, oh, I don't murder, I don't steal, I don't, you know, but I sit all night and watch murder shows. I sit all night and watch some actor enacting a murder, you know, or some other kind of crime, or all kinds of sexual immorality, you know, so we say we have no sin. But, you know, I don't know that any of us are innocent in that respect. And, you know, I think that the Lord wants to give us a discernment between the holy and the unclean. And to give us the courage and the chutzpah to say no. If it's unclean, just say no. You know, go jump in the river. It's a lot more fun. Really is. Yeah, and there's a verse that says it's shameful even to speak of those things that are done by them in secret. You know, so we all have to do our own part. Part of this is just owning your own part. You know, and each of us knows what we've, you know, the things that we've bought into. And I think as we just go through life, you know, if we just give the Lord, you know, we're walking with him as we just give him the authority to just say, that's unclean, you know. He gives us the discernment to know, to be able to discern between the holy and the unclean. And we need to choose the holy way, right? Okay. So part of the vision, I think, was with the red rocks, was restoring the foundation. You know, because there is no other foundation laid other than that which is Jesus Christ and His. And I think it was important that the rocks were red, representing the blood of Jesus. And so, you know, how we sing it, on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I'm not standing in a muddy river anymore. You know, I'm standing in the river of life, you know, and that is bringing life to my mortal soul. So, one of the things that's, I think, happened over the last year is that God is developing in us a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, because we've seen the other all too clearly. And I know that I'm hungry and I'm thirsty for righteousness. I have a longing in my heart for purity, for holiness. You know, I think I've become better at taking every thought captive. Sometimes I'm a little slow, but I get, you know, I recognize the thoughts and I want to take them captive, you know. But I want this deeper work. I want a deeper work to where, you know, that's, I'm not bothered by that anymore. Like Dan was talking about, that the freedom that he has, where he's not constantly fighting, you know, the lies of the enemy, that he's so filled with the word, he's so filled with holiness, you know, that that's just become like the passion and pursuit of his life. So this is what I see coming. Maybe I'll share that in a minute. No, maybe I'll share it now. So what I see coming, okay, the message is the Holy Spirit is strong. The Holy Spirit is powerful. Powerful. Not a little bit powerful. He's powerful. He's the power that spoke and the earth was created. He's the power that hung the stars in the sky. You know, he's the power that can cleanse this filthy, polluted place in an instant. And he wants to do it with us individually, and he wants to do it corporately, and he wants to do it for nations. Can a nation be changed in a day? I wonder. Yeah, bring in the big guns. Bring in the big guns. We want the big guns to come in. We want everything killed in our life. We want to lay our lives down as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to you, Lord. Yeah, we want your big guns, Lord, to shoot down any hindrances, you know, that are inside of us. Anything that's stopping us from moving, from being part of your move, you know. I was seeing myself, too, riding in that equipment. It's not like getting in a monster truck. It's not. And I was just thinking, what a powerful picture to know that wherever I go, I'm in that vehicle. That vehicle's in me, in a sense, you know, and it's like the power of the Holy Spirit backing me up as I continually go out and heal the sick and raise the dead. And I just heard a testimony this week about a guy being raised from the dead. On a ventilator in the hospital with COVID. And the doctor came out and said to the family, I'm sorry, we've lost him. And this guy took off running, ran into the room, grabbed him by the feet, and commanded him to come back to life in the name of Jesus Christ. And I think it was 1 or 2 minutes passed by, and the monitor started. We've got a pulse. We've got a pulse. And now he's still on the ventilator, but they're cutting. He's alive. And they're able to, like, reduce the amount of oxygen that they're having to force into him. So it was 95, and now it's down to 50. I don't know if there's another update, but... incredible miracles. God is still on the move. He's continually working, and he's working through you. You know, Brandon Lake has a song that says, we need a move. Oh, God, we need a move. We need a move. I actually love that song, but there's a part of it that's not right, because we're all sitting here going, oh, God, we need a move, and he's looking down and saying, okay, you need to move. You need to move. So when I sing that, I'm like, we need to move, you know, instead of we need to move. Because when we move, that's when the big guns are gonna come in and back up everything that we do in his name. Right? And people, that we need to be the light of the world. We need to be that, what is it, Isaiah 60 day? Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Darkness, even deep darkness, covers the earth, but I'm going to make my light shine on you. You know? So what? This is what I see coming. Powerful baptisms with an S on the end. Powerful baptisms. The big guns. The heavy equipment. This river that we can't change, God can change it. Okay. So, Yeah, I got a text from a friend yesterday, and part of it said, sometimes I think we make the Holy Spirit too small. We think, that he's the comforter. He is the comforter. He is, but you can't diminish him. You know, he's just as much God as the Father and the Son. Right? And I got this text from a friend of mine that said yesterday, no more wimpy baptisms. And it's like, it's not wimpy because it's from God. It's wimpy because our picture of who God is and his power and his ability to change things, you know, is too small in our eyes. So that was kind of confirmation, you know. So I wrote, this is no wimpy baptism, but a baptism of holiness and power for the equipping of the saints for the coming days. So that was kind of my confirmation. So I know you want this too, but I want to live in this place of purity and holiness. I don't want to live in a river full of sewage anymore. And I'm responding to his call to come out from there, from every place of pollution, and to step into that life of purity and holiness. Allow his heavy equipment to do its quick work in me and cleanse me from the pollution that comes from sin and from all unrighteousness. For we are a temple of the living God. And this is where it continues on, but it says, therefore come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. Right? Let go and let God. Okay, so that's vision number one. So how are we doing for time, Stacy? How much time do I have? Two more hours? Okay. Okay. All right. Huh? We should do some ministry. Okay. You want to come up? All right. Okay, let's do some ministry. I'll save this for next time. You know. Yeah, well. Yeah. So, it was interesting in the prayer room this morning because was it you that had something about throwing up? Yeah. Yes. But it was like, you want to explain what you saw? It was like throwing up, you know, and Rob said you have to throw up to get rid of the toxins. It's not a pleasant thing, but you have to release it, right? And, you know, part of this is just releasing all the toxins, you know, that have got into us from all the different ways that we've been polluted. And so it's just letting it out. You don't have to throw up, literally, you know, but figuratively, you know, spiritually, you know, yes, just release it. Release, you know, everything that's not of God, all the pollution that's got into your river. Just release it before the Lord. So So I guess there's an invitation from the Lord into this. There's an invitation. You know, if you're hungry and thirsty for righteousness, if you want to, you know, be separate, be whole, which is what holy means, you know, to be separate, to come out from among them, you know, I just invite you to respond. Okay, I wrote down a few things, you know, that the Lord, I feel like, is inviting us. And and we're priests. We're a kingdom of priests, right? We're a chosen people, a royal priesthood, right? And, you know, before the priests could minister in the tabernacle, they had to go through a cleansing, you know, and we are his priests for this day. We represent the people before God. That's a responsibility. But and Stacy talked about it, that we need to be clean, you know. We need to be in the river, in the pure river of God's love, to be able to invite other people in. We don't want to invite them into our pollution. No. So here's the invitation. So just close your eyes and let the Lord speak to you. So come to me. Come to me, my children. Come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I want to lift the heavy yoke off of you. I want to give you my yoke, which is easy, and my burden, which is light. Step into my holiness. Jump into this river. Jump into my beautiful, pristine, refreshing river. Come and be washed. Come and be baptized again. Come and be transformed. Come and be changed. You were made to be that butterfly. Come out. It's time to come out. Let me clothe you with garments of praise. Let me clothe you with my loving kindness. Let me clothe you with my righteousness. Let me take those old filthy rags off you and let me clothe you in my loving kindness. I want to clean you up. I want to cleanse you from all of the pollution that has influenced your life. Even that which you may not have even seen before or realized, I want to cleanse you from that. Look to me. Let me lead you in the way everlasting. I'm the one who knows the way through this. And I'm calling you to follow me. I'll show you where to go. I'll teach you what to say, what to do, and my heavy equipment will be right there with you to back you up. My presence and my power. Look to me. Return to me. I will always, always, always be with you. I'm powerful. I'm mighty to save, and I'm strong to deliver you. I'm mighty to save you, and I'm strong to deliver you. Put on your priestly robes and come before me, my holy ones. Represent my people before me. Bring them to me. I see you as holy because I see you clothed with my Son, wrapped in Christ. Represent those who know me and who need a touch, and represent those who are yet to come. Let your life draw them and woo them. You're the light of the world. You are a city on a hill. You are called. You are chosen. Come to me. You finish what you start, Lord, and you who have begun a good work in us, Lord, you're faithful to complete it. It's continuing on and on and on and on and on and on through the ages. Your kingdom is still coming. Your will is still being done. Mountains are still being moved. Giants are still being slain. The dead are still being raised. And miracles happen. Miracles happen when you move through your people, Lord. But it takes us making that step, stepping out of the boat, believing. So, Father, I'm just going to close in prayer. So, Father, come and do for your church what no man can do. Yes. Create in us a clean heart, Lord. Renew in us a steadfast spirit. Lord, cast us not away from your presence, Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from us. Oh, no. Lead us in the way everlasting, Lord. We turn to you. We turn away from all of it, Lord, and we turn to you. Forgive, Lord, the full extent of my wrong. Lord, cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Set your truth, Lord, deep in our spirits. Help us, Lord, as we go this week to examine our lives, to listen for your voice, clean, unclean, and to discern between the holy and the unclean. And help us to stand up as your priests in this day, in Jesus' name.